from God. Now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home.
Somber skies and howling tempests all succeed a bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mist has rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands. Want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. We are trusting in the Lord and according to His word, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. but he guides us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die. For we'll understand it better by and by, oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by, oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by, and we'll understand it better by and by. Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Fill me, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. We praise thee, O God, for thy Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us
is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall.
When I am sad, to him I go.
My friend,
Jesus is all the world to me.
sunshine and the rain. He sends the harvest golden grain. Sunshine and rain, harvest of grain. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. I want no better friend. I trust him now, I'll trust him when life's fleeting day shall end.
Beautiful life with such a friend, beautiful life that has no end. Eternal life, eternal joy.
Come and join us in the fight. We're marching against Satan, and we're standing for what's right. We won't desert nor surrender. We are soldiers till we die. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Victory is our battle cry. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Come and join our happy throng. We're blood-washed, born-again believers, and we sing a joyful song. King Jesus is our mighty captain, and it's him we shall obey. We're on the battlefield for Jesus, winning souls for Christ today. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Come and join us in the fight. Though the enemy be all around us, we shall not be put to flight. By faith we know we have the victory, and no matter what the cost, we will fight to rescue hopeless sinners. Not a soul must ever be lost. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. The Lord allowed, and I was able to come on and do a broadcast here today and spend some time with you before I leave. I might do one on Wednesday. It may happen. I think there's a good possibility that we'll have one more here before we go for a few days. Won't do one on Monday. Probably won't do one next week at all because of Thanksgiving and everything. Probably won't do anything next week. So we'll try to get Monday and Wednesday here with you. And then will be taken off, and the next one will be probably the following Monday, I'm guessing. So that's probably the way it's going to work. The next one will probably be 2 weeks from today, after Wednesday, that is. So anyway, we'll try to keep you up to date. Maybe some surprise live broadcasts from different places that I'm around if the Lord leads and something comes up. So you can keep an eye on that as well to see if that's what happens. Hope you all had a good weekend. We did in the Lord. Listened to preach the Word of God and sang some good hymns and spent some time together, and looking forward to getting away with my children and my wife for about 4 or 5 days here, and taking a break for a little bit from things, but thought I'd do a little bit here before I leave. And you know, I was thinking about these politicians and what they're trying to do, and you know, it got me and bothered me something fierce about exactly what they're doing and the timing of it in what they're doing. And I have a great distrust for politicians, period. I'll be honest with you. I have very little respect for them outside of just their office and the dignity that we try to keep in this country a little bit with those in office. But, you know, what they're doing to people and what they're trying to do, it's devastating to a lot of people. And I'll just be honest with you, I don't plan on following it. I'm going to show you the executive order that our governor put into place, and that our governor believes that he has the authority to mandate. You know, and I'll share that with you and show you what the governor of Michigan, what the governor of Michigan has in store for everybody, what she thinks that she's going to do. But, you know, that's pretty devastating to a lot of people. They're a bunch of devils is what they are. And I don't intend to let these people tell me what I can do in my own home. I absolutely do not intend to let them do that. I do not intend to let them do that at all, or to listen to them. I'll be honest with you, I don't. They don't have any authority to tell me what to do like that. I'm not getting any freedom pass. My freedom pass comes from God Almighty. And they have absolutely zero amounts of authority to do what they're doing. They have no authority to do what they're doing. They have no. By the way, that's any country in this world. They have no authority to do that. But especially in this one, they have absolutely no authority to do what they're doing. I mean, what it is it's an absolute and total takeover. That's what it is. And you know, that's exactly between the doctors, which are nothing more than witches anyway. Right? That's who they are. I'd like to see this. We'll start with Fauci, the little Lord Dictator, little Lord Fauntleroy himself, right? Fauci, little Lord Fauntleroy, right? We'll show him first what he has to say. And then we'll get right to it, won't we? Here, we'll kind of look at these people and see exactly. And then we'll look at Romans chapter 13 and we'll look at exactly what they have the authority to do. Which pretty much is nothing in what they're doing. Pretty much nothing. They think they do, though. Let me see if I can find something that Brother Paul sent me that I thought was really good. I'm going to read it to you. I don't know who the man is that said it, but it's interesting. He said, it's just a mask. It's just 2 weeks. It's just non-essential businesses. It's just to keep from overwhelming the hospitals. It's just until cases go down more. It's just to keep others from being scared. It's just for a few more weeks. It's just communion or singing. You could still meet. It's just until we get a vaccine. It's just a few side effects. It's just a bracelet. It's just to let people know you're safe to be around. It's just an app. It's just to let others know who you've been in contact with. It's just a few more months. It's just a video. It's just an email account. It's just for protecting others from hate speech. It's just a few people. It's just a credit card company. You can use cash. It's just a few places that don't take cash. It's just a little chip. It's just for medical information and paying for things. It's just so you can travel. It's just so you can get your driver's license. It's just so you can vote. It's just for a few more years. It's just a statue. It's just a building. It's just a song. It's just a few words. It's just a piece of paper. It's just a book. It's just a movie. It's just a flag. It's just a piece of cloth. It's just a blood test. It's just a scan. It's just a chip. It's just a dog. It's just a clump of cells. It's just the bad people. It's just the undesirables. It's just the Jews. It's just the men. It's just the Christians. It's just the people that don't think like we do. It's just, wait, it's not just a mask. Remember that? 2 weeks to slow the spread. Remember that? It's just 2 weeks. Just 2 weeks. Right? So Fauci says this. The U.S. has an independent spirit, but now is not the time. But now is the time to do what you're told. Look, you might have a big independent spirit about you, but now you just do what you're told, you little minion. Right? You do what you're told by little Lord Fauntleroy here. You just do what you're told here. Mr. Wizard with the Mr. Fantasia. He reminds me of Mickey Mouse with his star cap on. Right? With his magic cap. Right? That's what he reminds you of. That's who they remind me of. White House coronavirus advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Mr. Jesuit himself, thinks that Americans have an independent spirit, but that there are times when it's in our best interest to follow the rules. Whose rules? Yours? Fauci speaking on Thursday at the Washington National Cathedral with other top health experts on the pandemic noted that it is a bit unfair to compare the United States coronavirus response with other countries. The United States isn't an island with 5 million people that can easily be shut down, he notes, so suppressing and controlling the virus is a lot more challenging. I was talking with my UK colleagues who are saying the UK is similar to where we are now because each of our countries have that independent spirit, he said. I can understand that, but now is the time to do what you're told. Yes, Phil Johnson, I do hate Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, as well as anything in Disney. Yes, I do. Sounds like a troll. Fauci noted that the scientists have been perceived throughout the pandemic as authoritarian by members of the public because of the steps taken to combat the virus. He noted that it's unfortunate that science has been lumped into politics. No, what's unfortunate, you little devil, is people actually listen to you. And the other nut job right there, Bill Gates. That's what's unfortunate, because you're not even using science. In a divisive society, he said, people's willingness to follow the advice of scientists has often been portrayed a political decision. Surveys have found that Democrats are more likely than Republicans to view COVID-19 as a major threat to public health. All of a sudden, science gets caught in a lot of this divisiveness. It's not true, because you bunch of liars act like lockdowns and masks work, and they don't. You locked everybody down and spread the stupid thing farther. That's all you did. You spread it into smaller amounts and killed people. Guess what the most locked down place in America is? Nursing homes and prison. Guess who has it more? Nursing homes and prison. Guess who gets who? How many more people get killed? Like 90% are in their 70s and 80s and upward. Boy, that's science for you. How do I know that? Because it's observable, it's repeatable, it's testable. That's how I know. That's science. That's science, little Lord Fauntleroy. That's what science is. But if the majority of Americans started following the guidelines, Fauci expressed confidence that we will not need to shut down the country. Now, if you're bad, boys and girls, and you don't obey, then we're going to lock you in your room and we're going to make you stay there for the dark winter. That's what we're going to do to you, bad boys and girls. That's what that little troll is saying right there. Do you see? Do you get what he's saying? But if the majority of Americans started following the guidelines, Fauci expressed confidence that we will not need to shut down the country. The virus could be brought under control if people wore masks, socially distanced, and washed their hands. Yeah, because we're all just kind of, you know, picking our noses and wiping our rear ends with our hands, and we're never washing them. We just walk around all day, Fauci, like a bunch of little four-year-olds and three-year-olds that don't know how to wash our hands. Oh, yeah, that's it. I forgot. That's the major problem. If we'd stick that stupid bacteria farm on our face all the time and never be able to breathe, then we'd get better, wouldn't we? We wouldn't spread it to everybody else, would we? Does anybody still listen to this asinine little turd? Does anybody really still listen to him and think that he's relevant? Why does anyone think that this little turd with glasses is relevant? Because I absolutely don't think that he's relevant at all. I absolutely think that he's full of himself. And all he is a little witch doctor with a white coat. That's what I think. Since we're all giving our opinions like Fauci does, if you just obey and be a good little boy, then you wouldn't have to. If you'll be a good little boy and you'll obey, we won't lock you in prison. If Americans would just, yeah, because masks keep you from getting sick and me from getting sick. Yeah. Really? Where do you find that at? Where exactly do you see that scientifically? Where does anybody find that as science? Have you looked at the CDC's own website? That every face covering that people use, they actually aren't even effective? But if you look at the actual face shields, like I use a face shield, they say those are more effective than actual masks are. They actually have an FDA rating to them. But if you look at everything they're proposing and what they're saying, they don't do anything. Well, of course you can go hide by yourself around nobody for the rest of your life and you won't catch anything from anybody else. You'll just die of your own fallen flesh. Fauci even said himself that masks don't work and they're not necessary. The Attorney General said it in the beginning. And then he changed it. So what's the deal? Control. Fear, control. Yes, people are getting sick. Yes, people are dying. Never said the contrary. I've always said that from the beginning. I have always said that from the beginning, that that is happening. Right? It sounds simple in the context. In his view, herd immunity is not a viable strategy. It sounds simple in the context of this ominous outbreak, but in fact, we can turn it around, he said. Well, Fauci spoke alongside Dr. Luciana Borrillo, a member of President-elect Joe Biden's Coronavirus Task Force and National Institute of Health Director Dr. Francis Collins. More than 10 million people in the U.S. have contracted the virus. And 242,000 have died. There have been more than 1,000 deaths a week at a time. The discussion comes as many health experts are growing increasingly concerned about the winter months. But this week, the country heard some positive news with Pfizer announcing that its vaccine is more than 90% effective. Fauci seemed more optimistic given the vaccine news than he has been in the past. He was hopeful that people can see a light at the end of the tunnel and will be ready to take the pandemic more seriously. When people know that help is on the way, I hope we can get over the COVID fatigue, he said. And I hope you can just go mask up, and if you don't put your mask on, if you don't wear your big boy stuff, we're going to lock you down. If you start acting all independent and stuff, you start acting like you have, you know, a right to go breathe. I mean, what gives you the right to breathe? Why do you think you should get to breathe? Right? I mean, you shouldn't get to breathe. You know? Why should you? Why? Who do you think you are? So that's Fauci, and these people are all like kids in a candy store. They think they got it all figured out because, you know, they think they got it all figured out, and the reason they have it all figured out is because they don't have the same the same issues, you know. They don't have the same stress of they think Trump lost, right? Excuse me, sorry about that. Lost a train of thought for a second there. I was looking at something. They don't have that fear that Trump won. In other words, some of these low level people. So they're going to come out, these governors, these other people, right? That's exactly what they're going to do. Okay. So let's get to Governor Timmy's executive order here. Okay, here we go. Governor Timmy, the governor of or whom you could call Timmy the Turkey. Right? He has decided that you're all just going to follow you're going to follow the instructions that you've been given. Right? Effective November 13th, 2020 at 10 p.m., individuals and businesses throughout Minnesota must comply with the following amendments to Executive Order 2074. All of the provisions, blah, 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 blah. The definition of key terms, social gatherings. All social gatherings of more than 10 people and all social gatherings involving members of more than 3 households, regardless of the size of the gathering, are prohibited. You are all prohibited. You are all prohibited. Except as set forth below, social gatherings are groups of individuals. Let me tell you, you little losers, in case you're too stupid to figure it out. All social gatherings are groups of individuals. I did not know that. Thank you for clarifying for us stupid people that did not understand you. Social gatherings are groups of individuals who are not members of the same household. Okay. Congregated together for a common or coordinated social, community, or leisure purpose. Even if social distancing can be maintained, they are not prohibited. You can do nothing. Go home, you little losers. Stay home, you little losers. I see. This prohibition includes planned and spontaneous gatherings. There shall not be planned or spontaneous gatherings. So even if you didn't plan it and it happens, you're guilty. Social gatherings are groups of... We figured that out already. This prohibition includes planned or spontaneous gatherings as well as public and private gatherings. No private gatherings! So, how exactly do you know if I'm privately gathering? Prohibited gatherings do not include commercial activity by workers and customers of critical and non-critical businesses. Prohibited gatherings also do not include persons in places of public accommodation that are following the requirements and limitations in paragraph 6C or 7C of this executive order. As applicable, organizers of prohibited social gatherings may be subject to appropriate enforcement action by city, county, state authorities, or pursuant to paragraph 11. Okay. Remember when this was okay to do when BLM and Antifa? Remember this?
Overnight, Minneapolis on fire.
Remember that?
Protesters leaving an auto parts store.
Remember that during a pandemic?
Others seen looting a local Target.
Remember?
Tonight was a different night of protesting.
All of it after demonstrators approached one of the city's police precincts.
Remember when nobody had masks on when they were burning stuff down? Remember that?
Officers in riot gear tried to maintain order.
You can see the smoke bombs in the distance, and police have been firing pepper spray to try and disperse this crowd. Hundreds of protesters had gathered here, and now police are trying to push them back.
Remember when they all went outside and burnt the whole city down? Remember that?
They gathered hours before, furious at the death of 46-year-old George Floyd.
When is it really going to change? When is it really going to stop?
Remember when they didn't wear their masks right anyway, so it was stupid to have it on? Anybody remember that? Remember when that happened? I remember. Right? I remember. I don't know about you, but I remember when they burned everything down. I remember that. But not now! Because, like, does anybody remember when COVID was running rampant in the springtime and in the summer? And does anybody remember when the governor watched the whole city burn down and the mayor ran away like a gay little snowflake from some big black lady that screamed in his face? You remember that, don't you? Remember when they enforced all that stuff? Oh. Wait, I don't remember that. Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. Let's read. You may be subject. This may be Thanksgiving Day for you. Right? That may be what it is right there. You may be subject. Paragraph 6C is amended by adding the following paragraph. Just when you losers thought you were going to get away with something. It's the revenge of Timmy the Turkey. Our governor. Celebration and receptions. Venues may host planned celebration receptions or other social gatherings connected to private parties, weddings, funerals, life milestones such as birthday or retirements, family reunions, planned religious services, and other similar occasions if they develop and implement a COVID-19 preparedness plan in accordance with the applicable venue guidance available at the Stay Safe Minnesota website. Follow our instructions. No singing, no laughing, no joking. No breathing! No breathing! No breathing! I'm sorry, when I think of these people, this is all I can think of. I must show you this. Well, maybe I won't. But I want to. Why was I put in timeout for saying hello to Betty? It's not permitted in the thread for you to say hello! It means you're breathing! You're not allowed to breathe! No speaking, no typing, no breathing, no smelling! Stop using your eyeballs and put your fingers and your hands, well, maybe both, in your pockets! Authorized Mike hit the wrong button! And he banned all of you in 1 second! He pocket banned all of you. Because you were breathing. Okay, back to your rules. Celebrations, receptions, and gatherings under this paragraph that offer food or beverages, including alcoholic beverages, for on-premises consumption or that permit food or beverages to be consumed on-premises may not take place between the hours of 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. Stop eating fatties after 10! Effective November 27th at 10 p.m. Celebrations, receptions, gatherings, any bit of joy you could possibly have. Anything that would bring you any pleasure at all. Including, but not limited to, breathing! Stop it! Okay, I get it now. Okay. Celebrations, receptions, gatherings, food beverages, food! Stop eating! You may not serve anyone a sandwich after 10 p.m. If you do, death. Just kill them all. For on-premises consumption of that permit food or beverages to be consumed on-premises must not exceed 50 people. If you have 51 people, you are now a criminal. Or like my dad says sometimes because he messed up the words, criminal. Then you're a criminal. That's what happens. And if you make someone a sandwich at 10:01, criminal. Effective December 11th, 2020. Celebrations, receptions, and gatherings under this paragraph that offer food or beverages, including alcoholic beverages for on-premises consumption, or that permit food or beverages to be consumed on premises, must not exceed 25 people. And we are counting! I'm just curious. Who's going to let these people in to count? Or are they going to be like the Northfield Narcs? They saw us outside cooking some food at the meeting house one time. They saw us outside. They called the cops on us. Only 3 calls during the whole lockdown time was made in Northfield, and you guessed it, 2 of them were for us. We saw people having fun. We saw people laughing. So the cops call me on the phone. Hey, Pastor Cooley, we need to talk to you about the governor's order, and you can't be flaunting the governor's order like that, and I know you might have a problem with it, a lot of people do, but you can't really be flaunting the governor's order. Well, really? Oh, actually, yes, I can. Actually, yes, I can. Right? Because one thing I know from the Lord, God never gave you absolutely any authority to tell the church how many people can meet, how they meet, what they do when they meet, or anything else. I know that for sure. I also know that the Constitution of the United States doesn't give you any authority to do that. In fact, it takes any authority away you might think in your puny little brain you actually have. I'm not talking about the cop. I'm talking about the governor when I say that. I know the officer is just trying to do what he has to do, and I told him. Then the chief of police called me, who was the former chief of police. Nice guy. I liked him a lot. He was a real nice guy. He called me, and he said, well, I mean, you know about the governor's order and everything. He said, yeah, I do. One of your officers called me about it a couple weeks ago. And he said, you know, a few things. I said, well, I just want to let you know and be very upfront with you and let you know that I am not going to promise you that I'm going to obey the governor's unconstitutional order. And if that means our door gets kicked in and you're going to arrest us, then that's what it means. Right? That's what it means then.
Hi, you're on the air?
Yep.
Okay.
Hang on. I have absolutely no idea who that guy was. That was kind of weird. Anyway. So. Let's see. Restaurants, food courts, cafes, coffee houses, tobacco product shops. It's none of us. Occupancy of any indoor space must not exceed 50% of the normal occupant capacity as determined by the fire marshal or other state or local authorities of the maximum of 150 people. Provided that physical distancing of 6 feet is maintained between parties seated at different tables. Somebody just came in. That was weird. For establishments that offer outdoor seating, the combined total occupancy of all indoor and outdoor spaces must not exceed 150 people. Comrades. Occupancy of any indoor space must ensure that the number of customers at any one time is limited to the number for blah, 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 blah. All establishments must close and remain closed each day for on-premises consumption between the hours of 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. Nothing in this paragraph is intended to limit or discourage delivery service, window service, walk-up service, drive-up service offered under paragraph 7. I've already... Marco asked the question, do you think the time for civil Christian disobedience has arrived? Well, I've been doing that ever since this pandemic started, pretty much. I've been doing it the whole time the pandemic started, well, with the exception of maybe 3 weeks, I guess. After that, I pretty much ignored them. Venues, entertainment, blah, 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 stadiums, enforcement! I like the enforcement part. Are you ready for this? This is great. I love this. I urge all Minnesotans to voluntarily comply with this executive order. Pursuant to Minnesota Statute 2019, Section 12.45, an individual who willfully violates this executive order is guilty of a misdemeanor. I'm sorry, their governor. But you actually don't get to create law. You don't get to charge people with a misdemeanor by violating your executive order that's not a law. Governors don't pass laws. They don't write laws. Dictators write executive orders. Emperors write executive orders. Order is guilty of a misdemeanor and upon conviction must be punished by a fine not to exceed $1,000 or by imprisonment for not more than 90 days. Any business owner, manager, supervisor who requires or encourages any of their employees, contractors, vendors, volunteers, or interns to violate this executive order is guilty of a gross misdemeanor and upon conviction must be punished by a fine not to exceed $3,000. Or by imprisonment for not more than a year. In addition to those criminal penalties, the Attorney General, oh, you mean that little wicked, vile, putrid bag of puke, Keith Ellison? You mean that guy? That wicked, God-hating devil, that serpent. In addition to those criminal penalties, the Attorney General, as well as city and county attorneys, may investigate and seek any civil relief available pursuant to Minnesota State's Statutes 2019 Section 8.31 for violation or threatened violations of this executive order, including but not limited to injunctive relief. Well, that's okay. I don't have any money, so I can't give you any injunctive relief. Wow. Isn't it weird how that Phil Johnson guy is that one guy that keeps coming back that's obsessed with children? It's so weird. What a stinking weirdo, man. Civil penalties in an amount to be determined by the court. Up to $25,000 per occurrence. Cost of investigations and reasonable attorney fees and costs. And other equitable relief as determined by the court in accordance with Section 8.31. State and local licensure and regulatory entities that inspect businesses for compliance with the rules and code to protect the public are encouraged to assess regulated businesses' compliance with this executive order. Well, good thing I don't have any of your health codes, and I'm not a business, and I don't have a tax identification number, and I don't have anything from any of you people because I don't want it. Compliance with this executive order and use existing enforcement tools to bring businesses into compliance. Use these tools to bring them under subjection. Mm-hmm. Oh. Do you like the last part of it? I like it. Look at the last part of it. Nothing in this executive order is intended to encourage or allow law enforcement to transgress individual constitutional rights. Well, the whole stupid thing does that. The entire order violates constitutional rights. So what they're saying is that we really can't do anything to you. We might threaten you, harass you. But we really, you know, nothing is intended to allow law enforcement to transgress individual constitutional rights. So this is like a scare you into compliance thing, is what this is. It's fear. It's fear. Pursuant to Minnesota Statute 2020, Section 4035, Subdivision 2, and Section 12.32, this executive order is effectively immediately upon approval by the Executive Council. It remains in effect until the peacetime emergency declared in Executive Order 20-01 is terminated or rescinded by proper authority. Filed according to law. What law? Right? What law? Well, that's the gov of Minnesota. Not to be outdone. The Witch of Michigan, Governor Witchmore.
We begin as we do nightly.
Michigan Governor Gretchen the Witchmore announced new restrictions on Sunday aimed at mitigating the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. The situation has never been more dire. Whitmer said Sunday, "We are at a precipice and we need to take some action. Starting Wednesday, in-person classes at high schools and colleges statewide and eat-in dining at restaurants and bars will be suspended until December 8th. How do you keep coming back with fake accounts, Phil Johnson? Stop doing that. Go bye-bye and stay bye-bye forever. Starting Wednesday, in-person classes at high schools and colleges statewide and eat-in dining. According to Whitmer, all organized sports and group exercises classes will be canceled. However, gyms will remain open for individual exercise with strict safety measures. And professional and college athletics will be allowed to continue as well as outdoor dining and takeout. In addition, casinos, movie theaters, bowling alleys, ice skating rinks, bingo halls, arcades, and indoor water parks will have to be temporarily shut down. And all businesses are asked to allow employees to work from home if possible. Gathering inside homes will be also limited to two households at a time under the new order. Health officials strongly urge families to pick a single other household to interact with over the next 3 weeks. Pick your single household to interact with. Then you are not allowed to talk to others. You are not allowed to breathe on others. You are not allowed to look at others. Stay away from everyone. Choose your specific friend and never talk to anyone else again. Okay, I understand now. That makes perfect sense. Indoor gatherings are the greatest source of spread. I'm sorry. Indoor gatherings are the greatest source of spread. And because winter is coming and you can't gather outdoors in the Midwest because you'll freeze to death, I'm sorry, die alone somewhere. Indoor gatherings are the greatest source of spread, and sharply limiting them is our focus, said Robert Gordon, director of the State Department of Health and Human Services. The order is targeted and temporary, but a terrible loss of life will be forever unless we act. By coming together today, we can save thousands of lives. We're not coming together. We're separating. We're going apart. How are we coming together when you're sending us apart? That's not coming together. That's going apart. Whitmer asked people to make the difficult but right choice and avoid large gatherings during the holidays. If you are considering spending Thanksgiving with people outside of your household, I urge you to reconsider. You must. As hard as it is not seeing family members this Thanksgiving, imagine how much harder it would be if you weren't able to see them for a future holiday ever again. Meanwhile, middle schools and elementary schools are allowed to continue face-to-face instruction of the new public health order as long as they continue to require mask wearing and follow other health guidelines. Childcare also will remain open. Manufacturing work can also continue along with construction and healthcare. Outdoor gatherings and individual activities with face masks and social distancing are also still allowed, including retail shopping, public transit, personal care services, haircuts by appointment. Okay, here we go. Should Whitmer announce such measures will likely stir similar strong and disapproving reactions as her measures in the spring. So she pretty much does what she wants. Right? She pretty much just does what she wants. Let's see here. Let's go to the Word of God. Actually, I'm going to get that ready. Let's see here. Hang on. Let's go to a hymn here real quick. Thank you.
there are some things I may not know. There are some places I can go, but I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him deep within. And my God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Some folks may doubt, some folks may scorn, and all can desert and leave me alone. But as for me, I'll take God's part, for God is real and I can feel Him in my heart. And my God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. I cannot tell just how you felt when Jesus took your sins away, but since that day, since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel His holy power. And my God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. And oh, my God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. I said, my God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
All right, Ethan White, I don't know if this is a sincere question or not, asked me, if these policemen or army men shows up at your home, are you going to shoot at them? Of course not. Why would I do that? I'm a Bible preacher. The Bible tells me to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering of doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. I'm here to preach the word of God to people. I'm not there to hurt anybody. I've never harmed anybody yet. I've had police officers come towards me. I've had them approach me on the street. I've had all those things happen to me, and I've never once lifted a finger against anybody like that. The weapons of our warfare are spiritual, not carnal, to the pulling down of the strongholds. We absolutely have no desire to harm a soul. We preach the Bible to men. We want to see souls saved. That's what we do. All right, let's go to Romans chapter 13. Well, Ethan, I'm sorry you do that. I wouldn't shoot people that trespass on my property. I wouldn't do that. You know not what manner of spirit you're of. The Bible says the Son of Man came in to seek and to save that which was lost. The only way that I would ever do anything like that would be in a situation of self-defense for my family, to protect them from people that are trying to harm them. And that would be the last thing that I would want to do. But there's a difference in a trespass. There's a difference in a criminal or someone trying to murder you and law enforcement. There's a difference in those two. So, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works. So he describes who these rulers are. He's describing who they are. He says, for rulers are not a terror to good works. Well, then the question must be asked. Is it a bad work or an evil work to meet for church? No. It's not. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But when should I be afraid? When should I be afraid? But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. Okay. There we go. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. So if I do evil, now is evil, what if the government says I did evil, but God's word says that I did good? Then whose definition of evil do I follow? What definition do I follow? I follow the Bible. What does God say evil is? What does God say good works are? For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. You know, I remember as a lost man when I was a druggie, and I was running around breaking the law and living in sin and doing wickedly and all kinds of stuff like that. I remember I was always afraid of police. I always was afraid of the cops. But after I got saved by the grace of God, and after I started living for God, that fear went away. Why? Because I wasn't doing evil anymore. I wasn't living in evil anymore. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. There's a reason. So you know, if you and I are doing evil, then civil government does have a proper right when we are hurting or harming other people. Civil government has a duty to step in and do something about it. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. The sword of justice. The sword of civil government. He beareth not the sword in vain. There's a reason. God uses, so you know, it's funny. I know a lot of people that used to complain about being hassled by the cops and all these other things, but they were doing evil. They weren't getting caught for the evil they were doing. They were getting caught, or they weren't getting caught for, they, civil government wasn't going against them that they knew of for what they were really doing. But I believe that God allowed it. I wouldn't say that all cops are bastards. I don't think that's true. I've met quite a few cops that have saved my life out there, physically speaking, and have defended us when we were out there preaching the gospel. I wouldn't agree with that statement. I've been on both sides of that libertarian argument, and I'll tell you something. I've had cops I've had cops protect us and uphold our rights. Oh, I see, Carl. I didn't see that. Now, or I saw it after you mentioned that. I seen what you were saying. But I would just say that, you know, some people make that statement about police. They're not all like that. A lot of times, you get, because you're doing evil, other evil, you get the cops sicked on you. Anyway, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God. By the way, this proves to you that there shouldn't be any female cops. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. So he beareth not the sword in vain. It's not, you know, purposely doesn't wield the sword around in vain. Or they shouldn't. Good law enforcement shouldn't. Right? Whatever that civil magistrate is, they shouldn't. If they are, they're not lawful in God's eyes. Because of what they're doing. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. So, in this context, it says, you know what, sometimes you get busted for things maybe you didn't do, but I know God used things that were minor things in my life to get me in a jail cell, to get me sitting there, to get me thinking, and I don't think I'd be saved today if that didn't happen. Now, I end up getting saved like 6 months later, but the point is that slowed me down, stopped me, and I sat in a jail cell, and I started thinking about my life. where I was at, who I was hanging around. You know, what I was doing with my life and how it was going. God used that. And by the way, you know me well enough to know, you that have listened for a long time, I don't whitewash anything. If a cop's wicked as hell, I'll tell him. A revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject. That's to governors and those in authority and everything else. Lawful orders. Wherefore ye must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. And this gets into paying taxes and things like that. And for this cause, pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. So he's talking about paying taxes. I know there's a lot of arguments out there. People don't want to pay any taxes and ever, and they don't want to fight about it. They want to fight about it, and they want to do it. I get it. I know. I understand, believe me. I do understand. But the problem is that the Bible does not outlaw taxes completely. Of course they are. Somebody said a lot of law enforcement and military are satanic. Well, we know that. We understand that, obviously. But that doesn't change Scripture. Bible doesn't change for that. God's word doesn't change because somebody else does wrong. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. More trolls. More gay trolls saying perverted things. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to him, tribute. Owe no man anything but to love one another. Now this is talking about what civil government has the authority over. They have the authority over the second table of the law. Not the first. Not your relationship between you and God. And that's the crux of this entire thing. What if the state says, oh, we outlaw spanking. You're not allowed to spank your children anymore. Right? What, do we obey God or do we obey the government? Who do we obey? We obey God. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this thou shalt not commit adultery. So that's defrauding someone else and stealing their wife or husband. That's against another person. Adultery is against another person. It is a theft. It is a violation. It is a crime. If you're a fornicator or an adulterer and you sleep with somebody else's wife, you are defrauding and stealing from that person. And that used to be a crime in America. It was a crime. It was theft. Thou shalt not kill. So killing others. Thou shalt not steal. Being a thief. Thou shalt not bear false witness. That's in a legal proceeding, a courtroom. Bearing false witness is in a courtroom. It means being a false witness against somebody else. That as a result of that, they are punished because of what you've done. Thou shalt not covet. Covet to take somebody else's things. And if there be any other commandment, connive and find a way to take that. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But he warns us why. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Civil government enforces this. So God gives instructions to the children of God. Don't hurt your neighbor. Don't defraud your neighbor. Don't steal from your neighbor. Don't covet after your neighbor. Don't commit adultery with your neighbor. Don't bear false witness against your neighbor. Don't be a false witness against them. Don't covet what they have. Don't remove their ancient boundaries or lines. Don't remove those things. Don't do that. Real love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time. And that's where we're at, friend. Knowing the time. That now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. You know, it all comes down. If I know that I have to obey the Lord above all else, like what Peter said, in Acts 5:29, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. See, someday you might be in a position, and we have been during this COVID pandemic thing, whatever it is. We have been in a position where they said, are you going to obey God or man? I can promise you one thing, friend, according to the scriptures. I said it yesterday in the message that I preached yesterday morning, that there's going to come a time when you are going to have to make a decision. That you're going to trust God and no man is going to be able to deliver you. there's going to come that time in your Christian life. Now, to piggyback off of that, let me say this. There's going to come a time in your Christian life that you have to make a decision that you're going to obey God. And to do that, you'll have to disobey man. That will happen. And it may just be that you have to disobey the government. In order to obey God. It may just be. You know, we had to decide here as a church that, you know, after about 3 weeks, we were like, you know, I know people are getting sick and I know that that's happening and everything else, but I didn't see any danger in meeting. And I was convicted of the Lord to get back to church, normal, to get back to the assembly of the saints, not virtual or online or anything like that, but that we were going to meet. And I had to make a decision. And so did our church. But as a pastor, I had to make a decision. I had to see where things were at for about 3 weeks to know if this thing was, you know, as disastrous as what they said, if it was a danger to the people, if God, you know. So we followed for about 3 weeks, and then it was like, okay, the Lord impressed upon me, no. That you get back to church, to the assembly of the saints together, and you follow me. Because, see, a long time ago, I had a decision I had to make. And I've talked to you about this before. But I had to stand up. And I had to make a decision. And the question was asked, the question that came up into my heart and my mind was this very one right here. Whose house is it anyway? I was faced with the decision, do you incorporate the church because the sending pastor wants you to? Is it right? Is it right for you to incorporate the church? And after I studied it all, and it said, and incorporation made the church a creature of the state, and then at the same time, I'm on this Baptist history tour learning about my forefathers in Virginia and the 40 imprisoned Baptist pastors of Virginia who suffered in jail and were beaten and started many churches and saw revival and stood up for the faith once delivered unto the saints. I said, man, all I got to do is tell people no. I'm not going to incorporate. I'm not going to take your 501c3 status. I'm not going to take your I'm not going to take your incorporation, I'm not going to take the tax identification number. So then, that decision helped me make the decision when the government said no. When the government said, no, you can't meet. I was like, well, I'm either going to obey the government or God. That's what I'm going to do. So I had to decide that, right? You know, who are we going to obey? And honestly, I had to decide that we're going to obey the Lord. We as a church had to decide that. That's what we're going to do. You know, and when we came back, you know, after that 3 weeks, I mean, we were still meeting and talking and all that kind of stuff, but let's see, I think it'd be about right here. Oh, man, it was. Let's see. Probably that one. Let's see, what was that one? That's a resistance one. Let's see. Well, that was April. It must have been that time. Let's see. I remember preaching on it. I gotta find it here. I don't see it. Maybe it was back here. But the Lord led me anyway, and I was like, you know what? I can't do it. You know, and let me look and see if I can find that. Oh, there it is right there, 419, yeah. Why it is essential for OPBC to assemble. You know, so I had to come to that place where I was like, where God brought me to that place where I was like, okay, well, we're going to have to do what we have to do. Somebody asked, do they believe that this vaccine is the mark of the beast? No, I don't. I don't. Are they precursors and preparation things and all that kind of stuff? Oh, I'm sure they are, yes. Every bit of governmental beast authority in pressing in is that. But do I believe it's the actual mark of the beast? No. Not at all. Not even the least bit do I believe that. Anyway, so the Bible is very clear. That's funny. Remember that? Staying home ordered, tattletales, a nation of narcs? That's funny. Anyway, but no, I don't believe it is the mark of the beast. No, I don't. Anyway, so lots of stuff going on with these rulers. They've got this beast mentality. They've got this mentality of takeover. It's their desire. They have the aspects of Antichrist, right? Kind of who they are and what they are and what they want to do. So we have to be prepared. We have to continue to do right. I'm sure it is horrible, but there's horrible things in every vaccine. That's why vaccines are bad, I believe. I don't believe they're good to take it all. I just don't believe that's the mark of the beast. And I think everybody needs to take a chill pill. The center of the world is not America, and it's not what, like, we are going through and everything else like that. You know, I'm not saying they're good. I'm saying that we can get carried away. You know, we have to be careful about that. We have to be careful about getting carried away. But anyway, that vaccine thing is for another broadcast. How about some songs and say hi? If you haven't said hi for a while or you got a question or something like that, we'll listen to a song here and you can say hi if you're listening for the first time or maybe you haven't listened for a while or whatever the case may be. Say hi.
Steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus. Steal away, steal away home. I ain't got long to stay here. Steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus. Steal away. Stay here, my Lord. He calls me by the thunder. The trumpet sounds within my soul. I ain't got long to stay. The trumpet sounds within my soul. I ain't got long to stay here. Steal away, steal away. Steal away to Jesus. Steal away, steal away home. I ain't got long to stay here.
Amen. Let's see here. Good songs here. Very good songs. Let's see. How about this one?
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea. Now who rulest wind and water, stand by me. And in the midst of tribulations, stand by me. In the midst of tribulations, stand by me. Strength begins to fail. Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Amen. Maybe a couple more here. Maybe one more here, and then we'll see what getting off here. I got to do some praying and some walking here, get some exercise.
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory.
us again. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, I'm the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, I'm the glory. Revive us again.
Amen. All right. So, praise the Lord. Hope you at least got something out of this and you get a proper understanding of Romans chapter 13 in that sense, and just dealing with thinking about the applications of it, you know, for the Christian and for the coming times that we live in. They're not going to get any easier. I'm telling you, we have some challenges that we're facing as Christians in this country, and we need to stand up for what's right. And these politicians are acting like they're God, and they're not. And they're asking for allegiance that only God is to have, you know, and that's a problem. So anyway, you pray for one another and pray for us, pray for our ministry. Probably one more broadcast before I leave town here. I'll probably do one on Wednesday. We'll see. That's what it looks like. If you'd like to give to our ministry, you can click on there, give, ways to donate, and then you click on PayPal, and you can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com. And then also, if you want to mail something in, you know, you can mail something into us. It's at the bottom of our page here on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley, and you can mail something in here if you'd like, and all that good stuff. Anyway, so it gives you an opportunity to take a look at that and pray for us about what the Lord would have you to do, and pray for us about our trip here this at the end of this weekend, that the Lord bless us and give us some good rest, and pray for our coming baby here in January sometime, that number 7 is on the way, and we just pray for us for that. And anyway, so God bless you all, and have a good night, and we'll see you again, Lord willing, on Wednesday.